Welcome to The Productivity Show, a podcast by Asian Efficiency to help you maximize your productivity so you can get the important things done without having to sacrifice your health, family, and things that matter to you. We've helped tens of thousands of people save time, be happier, and become more productive. This is the second episode of our three-part series on increasing your energy and doubling your productivity. The lack of energy can be doubly tough. We don't feel like doing what we want or need to do, but we also don't feel like we have the energy to truly focus on important things. In this episode, we are going to make it easy and super actionable for you. We are going to give you three easy things you can do, and if you put them into place, you'll have an almost immediate boost in energy. And no, we're not talking about drinking more coffee or taking some weird supplement. You can find links to everything that we share in the show notes by going to theproductivityshow.com/238. And now, on with the show. Welcome to The Productivity Show, Marmel. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tam. Doing great. Good to be back.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been like, yeah, a couple of months.
I know. You've been far too gone for far too long. So it's good to have you back here. I just got a massage myself and I'm feeling super relaxed right now. So I'm excited to talk about energy today. And we want to share with our audience today a couple things that they can do right now for immediate energy benefits, because as everybody knows, the more energy you have, the more productive you are. Now, as always, we like to start our productivity show here today with our top three resources. So I'm going to kick things off here. So in 90 seconds or less, you're going to get three really valuable resources. So the first one is the Oura Ring. So the Oura Ring is kind of a fancy fitness tracker. You can wear a ring, and it's kind of like as if you have a Fitbit or a Apple Watch, but it's basically a ring that tracks your sleep, your heart rate, and everything else. And right now, there's a couple of weeks of backlog, but when you order it, you're going to get this beautiful ring that is a fitness tracker in itself. And I've just got mine, so I started tracking my sleep and stuff. I'm going to compare it to like the Fitbit and then later on the Apple Watch as well, so I'm going to work on this research project. But I want to make sure everybody else order one as well if you have the capacity to do so, because it's really cool. The second resource I want to share with you is the Gunner glasses. So you've probably heard us talking about this. It was part of a holiday gift guide a while back ago as well. But basically, the whole idea behind Gunner glasses is we want to prevent blue light from entering and keeping us awake, from entering our brain and keeping us awake. So the whole idea is you fall asleep a lot easier if you wear those glasses at night. So if you're working late at night behind a computer or you're watching a lot of TV, if you put on the Gunner glasses, you're going to fall asleep a lot faster. So definitely recommend those. And then the last one is the Lonfroat sleep mask. This is a sleep mask that I personally use whenever I'm traveling or whenever I'm at home. And this is the one I wear whenever I take a nap, get on the plane, or I need to like fall asleep instantly, where I know that I'm going to actually go to bed really late. And when I wake up, there might be sunlight already. So I'll usually wear that sleep mask as well to kind of prevent sunlight from waking me up. So I really recommend that as well. So we're going to have links to all of these in the show notes as well. So don't worry if you miss any of them. Just check the show notes and we will have links for you to go check them out. All right, Marmel, we're going to be talking about energy today. And in the previous episode, we talked a little bit about why energy is important, how this is going to affect your productivity. And the basic takeaway there was if you have room for improvement to increase your energy, there's a lot of room for growth when it comes to your productivity. So in the last episode, we talked a little bit about the T framework, right? Time, energy, and attention. And we want to focus in a little bit more on energy today. And the whole idea here today is we want to give you three specific things that you can do right now that will improve your energy and let you get more of your important things done. So with high energy comes high capacity, which means you have the ability to get things done. And fixing your energy is really important part of this, right? So we're going to be talking about sleep. We're going to be talking about a ritual. And we're going to be talking about how you can become more motivated. And before we start sharing some of these things here today, one big thing I really want to make sure you are aware of is to not try to make all three changes happen at once. What I recommend as you go through this podcast episode today is just pick one strategy you're going to be doing today and stick to that. Don't try to do all three, even though they're really powerful. So let's talk about the first one, sleep. Marmel, you and I both know how important sleep is, but have you always been a good sleeper? Like, how does sleep affect your productivity?
It's a good topic, and I love to sleep. But unfortunately, before I joined Asian Efficiency, I didn't make that connection that sleep is important. So before, I thought that, you know, 4 hours of sleep would get me through the day. And it did. I was able to work. Well, this was before Asian Efficiency. So I thought 4 hours was okay. And then when I joined Asian Efficiency, and it's because of you, Tan, because you put it in my head that you need to sleep. You need to sleep at least 6 to 7 hours a day. So that's when I started to connect that it's not just about sleeping like 4 hours a day, but it's getting the right amount of sleep and getting that quality sleep. So before, I was just awful at it.
Yeah, I've been kind of like in between. I would have weeks where I would sleep pretty well, and then I would have weeks where I slept very poorly, and then I would overcompensate with Red Bull, drinking energy drinks. Or I'm not a coffee drinker myself, but I would drink more tea, especially green tea. And sometimes if I wanted to get a lot of work done, I needed to stay up really late, I would sometimes use caffeine pills to really push it even further. Not that I was like proud of that, but it really kind of like got me to be awake and make sure that I had enough time to get the job done. But then I would just, you know, crash late at night, sleep very poorly. And sometimes I would like toss and turn and I would just not be able to fall asleep. And as anybody who has been in this situation before, if you sleep terrible, or if you only have 3 or 4 hours of sleep, you just don't feel great the next morning, right? Like you're borrowing energy from the next day. And I don't know about you, but I cannot focus when I only slept for a few hours. How do you usually feel when you slept only a few hours?
Sluggish. Like my entire day is like, it feels like my brain is just lying down on oil. Like it's not really working. And it's funny you mentioned caffeine, because I think for the first couple of years of my working life, I functioned on caffeine. Like don't even bother talking to me if I haven't gotten my first cup of coffee or second cup of coffee.
Right. I always find it funny when I encounter people like your old version, where as soon as they walk into the office, they have to get their coffee first. And then once they had their coffee, then they're actually productive, or that's when they're willing to talk to people, or after they check their email while they're drinking their coffee, then they're willing to actually do some work. Whereas, you know what? If you slept really well, you can just get to work right away. Like you don't have to wait. You don't have to rely on caffeine or coffee or tea or something else to get work done. So that brings us to our first strategy here is, one, yes, we want to make sure you get more sleep. And how do you get there? What we recommend you do as your first action step here today is to go to bed an hour earlier, okay? So everybody can benefit from sleeping more. I think most of us don't sleep enough, and research has also backed this up. Most of us do not get enough sleep. So the challenge usually becomes, okay, how do you increase the number of hours you sleep? Well, you're probably not going to wake up earlier. I know some of you guys are good and disciplined to be able to do that, but most people kind of dread the idea, especially when I start working with them and I tell them, well, you know, I really want you ideally get up at 5:30 or 5 at some point. And they go, oh, no. Like, I can't do that. I've tried that once and I felt terrible, right? And the secret sauce to waking up early is to go to bed earlier. Like, it's really that simple. So if you want to wake up earlier, going to bed earlier is the way to do that. But I'm not going to even ask you to do that today. I'm just going to ask you to go to bed an hour earlier, even if you wake up at the same time, right? So if you go to bed right now at 10 and maybe you fall asleep at, let's say, 11, how can we get you in bed maybe an hour earlier around 9, right? And I think the value of time arbitrage is really important to know. And it's the whole idea that not every single hour of your day is of equal value. And this is maybe mind-blowing when you first hear about this, but let me give you an example, right? So let's say maybe between 9 in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning is when you are most focused and energized, right? I would count that particular hour more valuable than, say, between 11 o'clock at night and midnight. Because usually, at least for me personally, I am not productive at all after 11 o'clock at night. Like, I'm usually tired. My brain is kind of like shut off, especially if I went out with some friends and I come home. I'm not going to be in a productive mood at all. So if I'm awake between 11 and midnight, that is really not a useful hour for me to be productive, right? So not every hour in a day is of the same value. So when you understand that concept, which is what we call time arbitrage, then you start to see, okay, how can I structure my day in a way where I can maximize what I do with the hours that I have available to me? And most people that I've seen and that I've worked with would benefit from getting more sleep, right? So the later hours in the day are low value, in my opinion. So let's use that to increase the value of those hours by sleeping earlier or going to bed earlier. Does this make sense?
Definitely.
Okay, so when it comes to restructuring your day, what I suggest you do now is, as your first action step, figure out what time you want to be in bed, right? And then structure 1 hour earlier to either start your evening ritual, whether it is like shutting off your computer, turning off the TV, starting reading a book, or maybe introducing an evening ritual, whatever it is for you, go to bed a little bit earlier tonight, ideally an hour, so you have enough ramp up time to kind of like finish up some stuff and get to bed early. So you will thank us tomorrow as you are listening to this, because you're going to feel so much better getting that extra hour of sleep. So Marmel, let's talk about rituals as well, because rituals are important for saving energy, but also increasing your energy. And when we talk about energy in terms of the T framework, when it comes to rituals, we actually have a course on this called Rituals, where we teach people like 10 different rituals that kind of help you become a more productive person. And the big idea behind that is, one, rituals help you save time and energy because you don't have to memorize certain things anymore. You actually save a lot of energy from not thinking and experimenting with stuff. And some rituals also give you energy. So Marmel, what has your experience been with one of the rituals that I kind of taught you when I first met you? Do you want to share that story?
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites. It's the drinking of water upon waking up. Before, I wasn't really a water drinker. Like, I used to drink a lot of coffee and a lot of Coke. But water was like, only if I need it. In my brain, it's like, maybe a glass for the entire day would do. But then when I joined Asian Efficiency, I told Tian, like, I cannot drink 500 ml of water upon waking up. It's just impossible. And then here comes Tan with his bottle and showing me, and he was just chugging it, and he finished it in like 10 seconds. It's like, okay, it's not impossible. So I started doing that every morning, and until now, it's been a couple of years, and I still do that every morning upon waking up. I always have my water bottle filled up before going to bed. So that's part of my, you know, evening ritual. So as soon as I get up, the first thing I do is not grab my cell phone, because I have to walk to get my cell phone. It's just to grab that bottle of water and then drink it. And it's like, well, it's a ritual. So, you know, it's ingrained in me that I do that every single morning when I wake up. And it really helped a lot just to, you know, kickstart my day. And then, you know, going through my morning ritual, so that's the first thing I do, is I just drink my water. And then to signal my body that it's really start of my day, I take a cold shower. Some of you might say, I'm not going to take a cold shower in the morning. But I'm telling you, it really works, because it just wakes you up. You know, it's like added energy. You get good sleep, you have your water, and then your body is just, you know, woken up by the cold water, and then you're ready to start the day. So I do that every day, even if it's the weekend, because, you know, it signals my body that, okay, it's time to spend time with my kid, or time to, you know, take her to her karate class. So it's been working really great for me.
Nice. I like that. And for those who are listening here today, so the first thing you should do as soon as you wake up is drink water. So that's the action takeaway for this particular section here. When it comes to rituals, is yes, there are a lot of rituals out there, right? you can exercise, you can have an evening ritual, you can do some more reading, you can do some planning. Like, these are all really valuable rituals. But when it comes to energy specifically, what we recommend you do as part of your morning ritual is to drink water first thing in the morning. And this is something that I introduced in the community. And I've seen so many people benefit from this. And I'm not like you, Marmel. I can't do cold showers in the morning. I've tried. I've actually gone through 2 Wim Hof trainings myself. So Wim Hof, in case you don't know, is a Dutch guy. I'm actually from the Netherlands as well, as some of you guys know. And he's well known for his like training where he takes people in ice bath. He will climb up a mountain wearing shorts with his group of people. And it's just crazy. But I've been through his training twice now, not with him specifically, one of his certified instructors, where we went through a meditation process and then we went into an ice bath. And I actually have a video of this somewhere as well, where I sat in for roughly 2 minutes or so. And it's basically mental toughness training. Like, once you've gone through it multiple times, you start to feel like anything is possible. And that's kind of the idea behind cold showers as well. And we have a blog post about cold showers. So if you ever heard about Wim Hof, or you're interested in learning more about this, we'll have links to it, all of that stuff in the show notes as well. Going back to the morning ritual, the big idea here is the way you start your day sets the tone for the rest of the day. And the morning ritual is, in my opinion, the most impactful ritual that you can introduce in your life. And we've talked a lot about this. We even have the morning ritual starter kit, which is one of our courses that will show you how to build a morning ritual and then customize it for you. So whether you have kids, whether you have a late night schedule, whether you have like variable shifts, no matter your life situation, we have a morning ritual template that you can use. And it's inside our morning ritual starter kit. And the whole idea is, it really doesn't matter what time you wake up. Whether you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it doesn't really matter. The way you start your day sets the tone for the rest of the day. And so if you can start your day right in the best way possible on a positive note, then you're going to be having a much more productive day than somebody who wakes up, checks their email, reads the subject line and goes, oh no, like, I don't want to get out of bed. Like, I'm dreading going to work right now. Like, we don't want to be in that kind of state, right? So we want to have a morning ritual where as you go through that process, you feel confident and you feel like you have lots of clarity in your life. And that's ultimately the feeling you want to have by the end of your morning ritual. And the easiest thing to implement, even if you don't have an official morning ritual right now, is to just drink water as soon as you wake up. As you said, Marmel, it signals to our body to wake up. You also dehydrated after sleeping 6, 7, 8 hours. So we want to make sure we get hydrated as well. And it's a great way to start your day. So something I used to do when I first started doing this was I had a hard time sticking to that because I would then, you know, have to walk to the kitchen, pour myself some water and then get going. And sometimes I would forget or be even too lazy to do it. And so I asked myself, how can I make it inevitable to do this? And as I'm saying this, Marmel is drinking water as we're recording this in front of the dojo community here. But I asked myself, okay, how do I make this inevitable, right? And I actually have a blog post written about this. It's called The Inevitability Mindset. So if there's anything you want to achieve, I always ask myself, especially if it's challenging, how do I make this inevitable? And I thought, okay, if I want to drink water every single morning as soon as I wake up, how can I make it inevitable? What can I do so that I almost guarantee that I will do it? And it was actually really simple. I just said, hey, if I pour a glass of water and put it next to my bed, as soon as I wake up, that's probably the first thing I will see. So I don't even have to think about it. I just have to grab it and drink it and I'm good to go. And so I ended up doing that. And guess what? I was drinking water every single morning, first thing in the morning. So when you take that sort of mindset of like, how do I make something inevitable? You start to see how you can introduce a lot of cool things into your life and the way you structure your environment, how you do certain things, how you prepare certain things. Right. So as part of my evening ritual, it was now to pour a glass of water and put it next to my bed. Really simple. And then once I had it printed out, I just had to put a check mark next to it and I was good to go. So whatever you do right now as part of your morning routine, introduce water into it. All right, now let's talk about motivation. So far we've talked about sleep. We talked a little bit about how you want to go to bed a little bit earlier. We talked about rituals, specifically how you want to introduce drinking water first thing in the morning. And when it comes to motivation, there's a lot of things you can do, right? You can watch YouTube videos on how to become more motivated. You can listen to an audiobook that is very motivational. You can even read a book. There's a lot of things that you can do. But motivation is tricky because it's a fleeting feeling. It comes and goes. And wouldn't you like to be motivated all the time? Wouldn't that be amazing? Or wouldn't you like to have the ability to say, hey, man, I'm not feeling it right now. Is there a magic button that I can push to feel motivated right now? And I would say, yes. Well, sort of. There is kind of a magic button, and I would call it the play button. And this is my tip for you today, is to say, hey, what if you had a music playlist that if you played your favorite songs or your favorite music, you would instantly feel more upbeat, more positive, and more motivated to get work done? Marmela, how do you use music to kind of like motivate yourself?
So I love music, but there are different kinds of musics that would evoke, you know, different types of feelings. Like there are music that you like, but it kind of like mellows you down, right? So I have a Spotify playlist and I call it my happy hits. So basically I put there all the music that makes me happy, like makes me want to, you know, dance around or just makes me remember a happy memory. And that sets my motivation. Like, so I only have two playlists in my Spotify that I play all the time when it comes to you know, work. So there's my happy hits, so to get me started motivated. And then I have my focus playlist once I started to work.
Okay, so I know what some people are going to be asking right now is, what are some songs that you listen to? And that's okay if it's Britney Spears or the Spice Girls. It's okay to admit that, Marmel. But what are you listening to?
I love the 90s. I'm an alternative fan. So a lot of my music are from the 90s. And yes, there are, you know, there's a few from like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and even Boyzone, because it brings about, you know, good memories from when I was younger. So it's a mixture, really.
Well, I'm not going to ask Brooks what he's listening to, because Brooks's playlist is just as diverse, I will say, and sometimes a little bit questionable. But when it comes to your focus playlist, then, what are some tracks or music playlists or music genres that you listen to?
Here's a funny thing. I don't even know the title of the songs, because there are music in Spotify where in it's just music. There's no lyrics. And then I even added in like just the violin version of popular songs. So there's no lyrics for my focus playlist, just music.
Gotcha. Okay. I find it just as valuable to have both types of playlists, right? So like you, I have like a happy hits, although I don't call them happy hits. I have like maybe 10 different playlists that I'll rotate in between. And the cool thing about Spotify is that its engine is really good at recommending music, in my opinion. Sometimes you see me posting on Slack as well how much I love the engine of Spotify, because it just really gets me. It just understands what I like to listen to. So when it comes to at least the focus playlist, I like to listen to tracks that have no lyrics, because as soon as you introduce lyrics, it's really difficult to focus, in my opinion. So if I listen to songs that I know the lyrics to, when I'm writing an article, for example, as soon as I hear the lyrics, I just start thinking about different things. And then sometimes I'll start to sing along, which is totally not the purpose of what I'm trying to do, right? So I try to avoid that as much as possible. Even if they are lyrics in a different language, that's still better, but I'm still more inclined to get distracted, right? So even if I listen to, say, K-pop, which I got into last year, which I think is one of the greatest things you can listen to when you're traveling, because you have no clue what you're listening to, but you're still hearing funny beats and fun rhythms and stuff like that as you're traveling, going through the airport, especially with your Bose QC35 headphones, and you don't hear anything else. It's just really upbeat and fun, but you have no clue what you're listening to. So it's kind of fun, at least for me. Maybe I'm a weird person like that, but I love doing that sort of stuff. So I like to listen to focus playlists as much as possible. Even though they don't quite motivate me, it really motivates me enough to get the job done, if that makes sense. So I love listening to Hans Zimmer. He's one of my favorite people in the world. He created a lot of soundtracks for movies. So that's kind of like my genre when it comes to focus. And I love, for example, The Social Network. Interstellar was really good. And if you watch any movie, you'll start to see or listen to the music. And if you really love that playlist, you can easily find it on Spotify or whatever music player you use. And then I would highly recommend you use that. So we'll have links to some of my favorite ones and your favorite ones, Marmel, in the show notes as well, because we have a couple blog posts about some of our favorite music playlists too. So if there's one magic pill that's pretty close to instantly making you more productive, I would say listening to really good music. And I have a funny story related to that. I used to never be a big believer of this until I was dating this girl, and she was kind of a woo-woo person. Woo-woo in the sense of very alternative, like, you know, very spiritual and stuff like that. And I was a very scientific person, right? Very logical about everything. And there's one thing that she said that really resonated with me and kind of stuck with me for all these years. And she said, music is positive vibrations that uplift you. And I was like, I don't know. Like, music is just music. But when you really think about it, music is really vibration. That's really what it is. And it's just funny when you think that these vibrations can change your mood almost instantly. So younger version of me, the logical person, was like, I don't know if I should, you know, believe this. But now that I'm a little bit older and wiser, I can totally see what she means. And what I like to do is like stacking the positives. So this is a advanced strategy that I like to teach to some of my clients. So there's a lot of things that you can do to make you feel better, right? So for example, getting a massage is a great thing to do, right? So if you want to feel better, if you want to feel more motivated, you can listen to music. Or if you want to feel better, you can get a massage and you feel good about yourself, right? So that's one action that you can take. But stacking the positives is where you basically try to maximize every single part of the experience to feel a peak emotional experience. So if I told you, Marmel, hey, you should get a massage, you will feel good afterwards, right? Now, how can we stack the positives so that by the end of that experience, you feel even better than you ever could before? So for example, if I told you, hey, Marmel, you should get a massage, but guess what? It's 2 hours away and you'll have to sit in traffic to get this massage. How do you feel then?
Probably dreaded. Right?
So even though you're going to get a great experience, the overall net experience is not that great. So what if on the other side was a place that you could go to where maybe you walked for 2 minutes and you would get a massage? How would you feel then?
Probably I'll look forward to it because the commute is like 2 minutes.
Right?
Instant gratification.
So if you can stack the positives, like what I'm really trying to say here is, what are some things that you can do to make the experience more uplifting and even better, right? So if I had my executive assistant book me a massage, I don't want her to book it where it's an hour away, even though it might be the best massage place in the world, right? I want it to be as close as possible. Also, if I come in, I want to be in a place where it feels luxurious and it feels really nice. I would rather to go to that place than something that is kind of like worn down, you know, even though it might have the best masseuse in the city. I would rather go to a place that kind of feels like Zen, and the oils that they use, they smell really nice. The music that they play is like one of my favorite playlists, right? And the tea that they serve before and after is like my favorites. And so when you start stacking all these positives, by the end of the whole experience, I feel amazing, right? So how can you apply this to your life as well, right? So for example, yes, you can listen to music, right? Which is going to uplift you and make you feel motivated. But how can we stack the positives even more? What if you had the best speakers in your home so that the bass really came through? And what if you could do a little dance while you're listening to your music? What if you have the beautiful desk, right? That is overlooking the ocean, or you have a beautiful view of something, or maybe you're wearing clothes that make you feel really good and that are really comfortable. What if you have your favorite beverage as you're dancing and listening to your favorite music, right? So when you stack all these positives, guess what? You're going to feel so much better. It just amplifies your emotional experience, right? So that's really what I want you to think about as this quote-unquote advanced strategy that I'm sharing here today is, yes, music is awesome. Yes, we want to make sure you have this positive experience, but how can you stack it even more so that the heightened sense that you get at the end is something that you want to shoot for and can actually obtain as well, right? So that's what I like to call stacking the positives. So, Marmel, is there anything else you want to talk about when it comes to music?
Funny that you mentioned massage, because I do it every week. Like every Thursday, someone would go over to my house to give me a massage. And then I have my music laid out. I make my own oils because I pick a certain scent for my oil. So yeah, it definitely feels so much better after that massage. Because I like to take a nap too after the massage. So for me, when we talk about stacking the positive, it would be so much better if after the massage, I just take a nap. I can't do that if I go to, you know, to another place, because you can only nap for like 10, 15 minutes. So yeah, having someone go to my house for that massage really amps it up for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why when it comes to stacking the positives, I would always go for 90-minute massage, because if you compare that to a 45 or 60 minute, yes, you will still get some body work done and you will feel better by the end of it, but you cannot actually take a nap. And that is part of stacking the positives as well. When you take a 90 minute massage, one, you will definitely nap. And two, it's just in that circadian rhythm as well. So even if you were to lay down and you fall asleep right away, at least you're in that 90 minute cycle, so that by the end of it, you won't wake up in the middle of a deep sleep cycle, so you start to feel okay, yeah, and not groggy. So that's why, like, stacking the positives is so key to whatever emotional experience you want to achieve. And it's really easy. It's not that hard. Like, you can do it if you really think about it. So when it comes to music, listen to your favorite things, have your favorite speakers, wear the clothes that you like to wear that are comfortable, and have your environment structured in a way where the music really uplifts you. So those are the three strategies that we shared with you today. So one is going to bed a little earlier, right? 1 hour ideally. Second is we want you to make sure that you drink water as soon as you wake up, right? That's the easiest part of a morning ritual. And if you are a little bit more advanced, then I'd say let's restructure your morning ritual even more to be ultra productive. And I recommend people spend about 30 minutes to go through the morning ritual. And last but not least, when it comes to motivation, build your music playlist. We'll have links to some of our favorite music playlists in the show notes as well. But start creating your own. Start curating some of the music that you like to listen to. Have maybe one playlist for happy hits, right? And then one playlist for you to get focused. And if you do all of these things, then you're going to be much more motivated, you're going to be more energized, and you're going to feel a lot better about what's coming up next. So super excited for you as you're implementing some of these things today. But like I said at the beginning of this episode, don't try to do all three at once. Start today, but pick only one thing. At Agent Efficiency, we believe that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your personal life to get things done. You should be able to get everything done in the time you have. That's why we've built a productivity quiz to help you maximize the time you have, increase your energy, and get you more focused. We've helped tens of thousands of people increase their productivity, and within 2 minutes of taking the productivity quiz, we'll show you exactly what you need to do next to increase your productivity. To take the quiz, just go to theproductivityshow.com/quiz. Again, that URL is theproductivityshow.com/quiz. Don't let lack of energy drag you down and stop sacrificing your health and family to get things done. Take the quiz today. You'll be on your way to becoming superhuman productive. You can also find links to everything we discussed today in the show notes by going to theproductivityshow.com/238. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us an iTunes review or a star in Overcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next Productive Monday.